Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
365 days with the same lady.
That's a year, huh?
Yeah.
That's a year.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, that's, I'm so behind.
No. See, this is what I picture in my head, because I know that you're a romantic.
I am.
And I see that what I picture in my head is how you woke her up this morning. You woke her up with a kiss, and you made her breakfast and coffee. And then you read her a love poem that you wrote overnight because you couldn't fall asleep because you loved watching her beautiful face while she was dreaming.
Naturally. I did all those things.
Did you?
In theory. I did not do those things.
What did you do?
I woke up.
Yeah.
And I'm here now.
Yeah.
So I mean, I texted her good morning. And she's not awake. In my defense.
You texted her good morning.
She's not awake yet. It's early.
And all you texted was good morning?
Well, I just said morning.
Oh, my God.
Exclamation point. What? What a terrible gift it would be for me to give her a early morning wake-up call that she didn't want. She's off work today,
no.
I think.
Don't even know if she's working today on your year anniversary.
Today's Tuesday. I'm not. Maybe. Not sure. In hindsight, I'm realizing that I did not.
Well, maybe listen.
I didn't think this through very well. It's hard enough to make it to a year.
You're right about that.
That is a job in itself.
You're right about that.
This is just, at this point, we've hit play already now, so this is just par for the course. She gets this.
Please don't tell me that you're getting comfortable and you don't shave your legs anymore for her.
I haven't bought a razor in years.
You sound like.
In a year.
You sound like some people that I know.
Yeah.
Some ladies that I know.
No, it's. It's a beautiful day.
It is.
A journey around the sun with a beautiful, wonderful treasure of a gal. She's excellent. And I'll let her know of all that when she wakes up here in about 2 or 3 hours.
And you texted her, sup.
Essentially.
We need to write a better poem or something like that for you.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Buzz family always up. And tweeting.
Stays up.
Sending us messages in the morning.
We got stuff to do.
This is the first thing that I do in the morning.
It is how I begin my day. It's like, I mean, that's everybody, right? It's not just us. We're not weird people.
I think so.
Okay.
So I think like right here, we should see what people are doing.
I think we should creep.
Because we could get news and stuff. Like, I didn't know that today is actually Martin Luther King Jr.'s actual birthday.
We were saying this, and I feel like I should. This doesn't play in the barbershop. I should probably do better here. But I never remember because it's the day of the week when it comes to the holiday. It's not the actual date, right?
Yep.
I feel like I wrote a paper on that in middle school or something.
I wonder why they do that.
Consistency is key. That's why.
That's true. It was the Nelson Atkins that tweeted that about 27 minutes ago.
We get all of our news from the Nelson Atkins.
Giving us the history lesson.
Yeah, they do. They always just break us up with some knowledge.
Yeah. It's but, true. You know, early in the morning, like we learned yesterday, people are having existential crises.
Yeah, I would like to get a follow-up on my guy.
Yes.
Make sure my boy's doing all right.
I'll go do that. We'll just kind of creep on the Buzz family right now.
Perfect.
And talk about what we see right after this.
Perfect.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the morning. On the Buzz.
It's called the Buzz Family Creep, what we do in the morning here now.
The portion of the program where we proceed to creep.
Exactly.
That's it.
Everybody's doing it. We're just telling everybody about it.
All the kids are doing it.
Feel free to add us to social networking, Twitter, Facebook.
We got to think of a good hashtag for this thing.
Buzz Family Creep.
Done.
All right. Here we go. Hashtag Buzz Family Creep. So some things that I'm seeing this morning. Your friend AJ, the one that had the existential crisis yesterday.
Got an update for him?
Yeah, they said the 5 love languages, this was very recent.
Okay.
Words of affection, your tacos are delicious. Act of service, I made you tacos, and it just keeps going and going. So
AJ's
I think
good.
That tacos saved this person from their existential crisis yesterday.
I mean, we've been saying that for how long now? Tacos save lives.
Forever.
Tacos saves lives. AJ, I'm happy you turned around, buddy. Proud of you, man.
That's right. Do you see anything? noteworthy?
Well, I thought it was really, really cute. I think this is maybe like the Instagram retweet equivalent from the Nelson. They were, Lisa Jean, 1975. Mm-hmm. Had a before and after from, you know, everyone's doing like the first
It's called the aging challenge.
Is that what it's called? The aging challenge? Okay, there you go. So we've got one from before, one after from the Buddha.
Okay.
At the Nelson, the iconic Buddha statue. So that's pretty cool.
You want to check that out? That's on Instagram?
Yeah, I would like to know what the years were. In fact, I'll do some research.
I think it's 2000. It's supposed to be 2009 and 2019.
They're just a full 10-year window?
Yeah. Other people have been doing different things.
Yeah, I like that.
Including myself.
I'm a sucker for nostalgia, so you know that.
I feel it.
That works for me.
Aaron Little of KCTV tweeted, it's kind of a bummer, but dense fog, temps near freezing, morning rush equals slower traffic.
Hey, we can inform while we creep.
That's right.
In fact, most of my information comes from creeping anyway.
Most of my information comes from Aaron Little of KCTV 5 News. I watch her every morning, and I always think about how much they have to do their job, as far as like they have to get up and they have to dress real nice and they have to be really awake and they have to put on makeup and they have to, you know, look proper and all that stuff. And we can roll in and just sweatpants.
Yeah, we good.
Yeah.
It's the compare and contrast. They still have hope. They're not jaded yet.
Yeah, exactly. Or they don't look like they are jaded.
Well, they do TV, so they are the elite. What else we got? I'm on Instagram. You're doing Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, actually.
Facebook. Let's see.
Ooh. A lot of the aging challenge. My favorite aging challenges are my friends that are trans.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you can like see an actual like complete transformation.
Yeah, it's really cool to be able to see, well, that they would first off share anything before.
That's a story right there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Did you see Nikki, her window?
Let me see.
Yeah, check this thing out. Her window up and down switch caught on fire.
Oh, whoa.
I know. I've never seen that before in my life. I didn't even know there were electronics there.
Is that actual smoke?
Yes, it is actual smoke. And
what could that be coming from?
I saw later. Look at this.
Is that her scarf?
Poor girl.
Oh,
she's
no.
She's like, and it's below zero.
See?
And my windows are stuck down.
Nope.
Poor Nikki. We got a boop for Nikki.
Boop. Well, we totally missed fingers on that. There we go.
Your fingers aren't wet today. I love that.
I'm trying to be a pro.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look.
Okay.
Okay.
You got more cars on fire? You got more Corollas on fire?
No. You know on Amazon how it suggests things that you would be interested in?
Okay.
Look at that espresso machine.
Is that gold plated?
It's gold plated with wood handles. Ooh, how much do you think that is?
I don't even know. The fact that it pops up means you've been searching for things like this. That's where I'm going with this. How much is that?
$1,700.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Do you know where that acoustic performance happened? My bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
So, me and Paramore back in the day.
You just getting after it.
In my bedroom.
You and Haley.
Mm-hmm. That was for my private collection.
Is that where it was?
Of performances that happen. My fat fingers hit the wrong thing.
Hey, I was down for it. Text line says, yes, Paramore.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Well, I wanted to play the electric one, but I thought that was it.
Hey, you played that for the text line.
That's right. You know, it's the morning. Maybe you want to get hit in the face with a little Paramore, but you also don't. It's acoustic.
When you're not quite sure if you're ready to have it happen to you yet.
Yeah.
Hit him with that acoustic track.
That's right. Son of a Beth.
You did a great job, Jordan. I loved it. I enjoyed it. Yas,
thank you.
I may have texted that in.
Oh, good. Whoever said Yas, Paramore is my hero. So, we didn't get tickets yet, did we?
Okay.
Chiefs versus the Evil game.
I didn't assume we would get it like super quick yesterday.
Really?
Well, I figured it'd be before the end of the day.
You said that you would do anything for Chiefs tickets.
Well, you got to let that stew for a little bit. So I thought, you know, for sure we'll talk about it. It'll get there.
We
would have an answer by now.
Well, we did kind of. Twitter user, Son of a Beth.
Son of a Beth.
Which, after I saw that handle, I could not stop saying it. I think that's going to be the title of our episode today.
I've already got it written down.
Son of a Beth.
I've already got that penciled in.
So they heard us talking about this yesterday and said that when we were saying that we would do anything, we would sell tickets, we would dress as Chiefs players, we would dig a tunnel underground.
All the above.
We would throw peanuts.
Or have them be thrown at us.
We would warm people's hands by the fire in our hearts.
Oh, that's a new one. Yeah, I'll do that too.
Because it's going to be cold.
Yeah. No,
I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm watching this from the comfort of a bar.
That was my follow-up. Are you still in?
Nope.
You're not in anymore.
Nope.
Jordan, come on. I cannot do this by myself.
All right. You want to know the truth?
Tell me the truth.
I've watched one Chiefs game. It was the one against Seattle.
Jordan.
So maybe I'm bad luck. I'm bad luck.
Jordan.
Why do you think I have? I watched Titanic instead.
See, part of me wants to say you have to turn this right now. But also, yeah, like I really don't need you to mess this up because
exactly.
We got to win this game.
All the chips are in.
Oh,
do we
I'm
really
so
need bad luck, Sally?
I don't.
Watching the game? Especially from there. Poor Mahomes may get hurt.
Oh, bad luck Silver again. Oh, she stripes again.
Sally. Bad luck Sally. That's my Gemini personality.
Is that your twin?
So, son of a Beth user on Twitter tweeted us that someone named April knows some information, and this was a Facebook update. If you or your group of friends are interested in volunteering, you can earn some extra cash for being a part of Chiefs Kingdom history. It's the final game of the season. We need your help to get to the Super Bowl. I don't know what that means.
See, there's a lot of question marks, a lot of, and like I said, I'm down for whatever. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I want to be in the venue. I would like to get a little guidance or just maybe a little bit, just give me some Easter eggs or something.
Wait. Her job is the director of community and nonprofit relations at Arrowhead.
Oh.
Okay, so this is legit. This is not like the scam, the Craigslist scam.
This is not a Chipotle ad for a free burrito that's not actually real.
No, all her pictures, she's got the Chiefs. She's got all Chiefs gear on.
I mean, if it looks legit, I'm in. That's all it takes.
Well,
perception's reality. If it looks good, I'm probably.
Well, the opposite of that is that we did not get tickets yesterday by purchasing them, and now.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
My teeth hurt. At the prices originally, you said they were $250.
Yeah, and there's ticket. You can get some of those if you bring some tissue because your nose will be bleeding because you're gonna be way up top.
Nice,
but some of these, Jordan, my God, this is more than I make in a year.
Oh God,
push has come to shove. Look at
that makes me sad for so many reasons.
But this is silly.
How much are Chiefs tickets going for against the evil team?
$1,300. That's standard. That's just to get.
Please tell me you make more than $1,300 a year.
Well,
barely after taxes.
TBD. Depend on if I buy these or not. And so that's just across the board. That's simple up top. Now, if you want to really sit amongst the elites, we're talking like 50-yard line field level, $5,000 American dollars.
I'm glad that they didn't do it in pesos.
I mean, this is stupid.
You know what?
$5,000.
Next thing we sell on Craigslist, I'm going to do it in pesos just to screw with people.
Does that work?
Yeah. Yeah. You want this couch? 800 pesos.
Yeah, a million
$5,000. Holy Mary,
and
Mother
the thing
of God.
Is, like, there's one you can get, there's four available for $5,000 in this one, but then there's two available for this. It's also $5,000. So people are buying these $5,000 tickets.
Well, this is an important day.
And it's a sold, I mean, these are sold out tickets essentially because the venue is sold out. These are aftermarket. So Godspeed. That being said, yeah, what do I need to do?
You know, if you do get nosebleed tickets, it's fine because our color is red.
It blends in.
It
perfect.
Sure does.
That works.
Blood always.
That works.
We're gonna somehow you're gonna get that.
We will literally bleed Chiefs red from my nostrils.
Let's not make promises like that.
Well,
I
want
to get you to the gate.
We got to get there first, don't we?
Yeah, I'm right next to that airfield that's downtown, kind of.
Airfield?
The airplane place.
Oh, you mean like
yes.
the
It's
the
early
hangar?
Still for my brain. Yes, yes, it's early. They have
the
helicopters all the time.
Oh, we could do like a grand entrance kind of deal.
Yes, like Lady Gaga and the Super thing.
Oh, Super, so you want me to jump over the top?
No. Here's my thing, though. Listen, you just got to get in.
That's true. Okay.
So, if the helicopter brings you and drops you right on the 50-yard line, I mean, listen, man.
You can't get any closer.
I love you, and I feel like that's the kind of grand entrance that you need.
If, you know what, if that's how I end, if I end being literally dropped 50-yard line.
No. Of course it would land safely.
Oh, okay.
And so that you can prance out.
I didn't bank on that, so that's great. I didn't expect that part. Okay.
Drop your ass.
Great. That'll work.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Yeah. Sorry.
You know what a good partnership is?
Sorry, I just.
No. Is when one person is still chewing, the radio's on, and then the other person picks up the slack of the host by singing over it. Thank you for that.
I'm just trying to fill in for you.
Had time to swallow.
It's the least I could do, and I don't turn down chances to get that note.
That's
you
right.
Know me.
You sounded beautiful.
Thank you.
Just as good as the Killers.
I was doing my best, Brandon Flowers, because that was the Killers, and that was awesome.
Yeah. Land of the Free, the Killers. I got a Springsteen vibe from that.
Oh, man, right?
Yeah.
Springsteen meets We Are the World.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, I think that was pretty solid. And it's just, I'm that guy. I'm a bleeding heart liberal, so say what you want. But I like when people who have a bit of a platform actually speak out for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that band never does that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say anything about Obama. Brandon Flowers is Mormon. He didn't say anything about Mitt Romney, which that doesn't make, he didn't have to, but I'm just saying he didn't comment on those different times. So this was a nice change of pace.
Absolutely. He tweeted a very lengthy explanation for why the song is around.
Oh, I need
involving
to,
all the American tragedies, starting with Sandy Hook in 2012 was
gotcha.
What inspired the song,
gotcha.
Which went all the way up to the Vegas shooting, which Killers are from Vegas. I got goosebumps from that, actually.
I thought it was great. I mean, that was really cool. And we love choirs. I put a gospel choir in the background. Come
that's
on.
Right.
That's Barbershop 101.
Add the Killers.
Come on,
yeah,
Jordan.
We'll get that on at some other point as well today, too, because it was good.
And the video, did you see this? The video was done by Spike Lee. The video's a Spike Lee joint. Yeah.
Please read the tweet that you read.
Yeah, this is cool. I just love Brandon Flowers. I'm reading it as I hear his voice saying this. He says, "It's a Spike Lee joint," explains Flowers. "I never thought I would be a part of a Spike Lee joint."
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
The focus this year, it seems like, is on 2009.
Yeah, we're doing that 10-year thing, huh?
Yeah, the aging challenge.
10 years.
Did you do the aging challenge?
I look the same. I have boyish good looks.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, thank you.
I put a picture of me and then a picture of a really scary dog. So when anybody's flipped through, it's like me and then a dog. And I said that the past couple of years have been very rough.
Yeah, you've had a time.
Yes.
It's hard to watch.
Thank you for laughing at that. That's like the daddest joke ever.
Hey, you know me. Like, that's all I do. I
saw
I laughed at the same thing. People had like Gollum next to it.
Yes.
I was like, you know what? Yes. Yes. The Obama dad jokes are my favorite. So this is that's my kind of humor.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
we're totally fine there.
So since the focus is on 2009... BuzzFeed put together the 32 things that basically everyone did 10 years ago that are extremely embarrassing now.
I haven't even looked at this list.
I know.
Because this is my, I'm 27. This is my window. I did all these dumb things probably.
And I would have been 26, so I probably should be too old to do these things.
We probably did all of them. Let's be honest.
You want to click it and we can
Yeah, see? It's going to be a lot of bro-y stuff. I can already feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So just, yeah, let me have it. It's fine. That's fine.
Number one on the list is take pictures with that awful photo booth filter. Oh, you remember this thing?
Yeah.
And the best thing is that it's a picture of Taylor Swift and her mother.
Hey.
The little four squares and like it's green on the top right and
it was
red.
Like everyone, that was, okay, I can tell you when this was hot. This was hot for me, college 2010. Except everyone got that first MacBook.
That's right. And it had photo booth.
And it had the photo booth. So did that.
I haven't even opened photo booth.
Is it even still a filter thing? We both have our MacBooks.
Oh, my God. Let's look later.
Yeah, let's come back to that.
Yes.
Yeah, because did that. So check that one off.
Number two, don't tase me, bro.
Well, yeah.
Yell that in public.
I grew up in Lee Summit, so that was how you started your day. Yeah, just the bros. Yeah, don't tase me, bro.
Can we bring that
back? Don't tase me, bro.
Can we bring that back?
Yeah, I say it daily.
You do?
I live with that life.
Is that what your morning alarm clock is?
Excuse me, officer. I swear I'm legal.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
Okay,
it's
number
fine.
Three. Own that one white MacBook that got dirty after like a week. Yes.
Oh, my God. This is silly. Yep.
And
so, yep.
This is coming back because Beck on the show You on Netflix has one of these ugly old MacBooks, the white ones.
That was also 2010 for me, because this is when I discovered that I could go to college and do student charge things. So when I went to college, I got originally the white MacBook, traded it in, I think, 2 days later to upgrade once I realized I could just student charge this. Like, Ma's going to pay for this, or even better, the government's going to pay for this. Yeah.
Did they, or did you get in trouble?
I just haven't looked at it yet.
It's 10 years later.
Yeah, no, it's wage garnishments is a thing. Looking forward to that.
Oh, God, it is a thing.
So I've done, we're now 3 for 3 for me. Jeez. God dang it.
Just post the most insane bleep on Facebook. Nah, that one's not
like
that funny.
Leading with that sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was the thing. Yeah. Yeah. Like that was like, it was the, you know how everyone likes to say you guys now?
Yeah.
Like that's like how you do social media. You're like, you guys believe, like that was that. So, oh my God, I just posted the craziest S the other day, bro. Like that's what that was.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That was that. Also did that. God, I should have left the suburbs much sooner.
No, here's one that I definitely did. Think that typing this way meant that you were creative. It's the uppercase letter, then the lowercase letter, then the uppercase letter. Look at this.
Oh, you did that?
All titles on MySpace like that.
No. You were the worst.
Oh, I've definitely done this next one. Convince people that the iPhone was worth the money by showing them the one app where it looked like you were drinking beer.
That was me in the lightsaber app. That was one of those first big ones because it was so dumb. Like you would literally get these apps when they first came out just to get the sound effect. That's yep. what you're essentially getting. That was mine. The lightsaber.
Do you remember the I Am Rich app?
No, what was that one?
Okay, it was nothing. It didn't do anything, but it cost like I think $10,000, and it just meant that you had money. That's it. Like you bought that app for $10,000. It didn't do anything, but you had the I Am Rich app, and so people were like, oh my God, you're rich.
See, this is why people prefer pets to humans, because we do dumb stuff like that.
We do.
This is why people like their cats.
I'm sure that there's more stuff that we've done on this list, and let's get to that after Sir Sly.
No, it's not the dubstep remix. She just spilled her coffee on the mixing board. Jordan Silver and Friends. On 96.5, The Buzz.
Oh, my God.
Just nostalgia, man.
So many of these things. The 32 things that basically everyone did 10 years ago that are now extremely embarrassing.
I did all of these things. Like, this hurts.
Yeah.
This screams coming of age, Hartzell. God.
So you did have the app that looked like a lighter.
Of
and you
course.
Would hold it up. Yeah, I did that.
I did.
Yep. That was so much better than an actual lighter.
Didn't even smoke.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Didn't go to shows, so me I didn't neither. Have that. I didn't need any of it.
Yep. Nope. Just but you didn't go to shows?
No, not really.
Oh.
I was like the athlete guy. So like we didn't have time to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I was God, man, I am so embarrassed by myself.
I was definitely at like a Metro Station concert and put this app up and was like, play Kelsey. Play Kelsey.
That, Jordan, I wish I was shocked.
I know those guys. They're my friends.
You would be in a Metro Station show. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Front row.
17 Farmville requests. Oh, my God. The people that sent, and still do, I still get Farmville requests.
Farmville's what put my mom on Facebook. Like, that's how, like, once all that stuff got going, that's how she would collaborate with friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's Farmville. Oh, my God.
I forgot about Farmville.
32 things 10 years ago that we used to do all the time, but now it makes us kind of want to cry. Yeah. Think that Chuck Norris jokes were the end of all comedy.
I mean, that was gold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how comedy recovered from the wave of Chuck Norris jokes and the memes that would follow.
When I slice onions, onions cry.
Like, what high school sophomore put that together?
I don't know.
And it took off.
It's probably one of the big meme makers now, honestly.
He's not a tastemaker. He's a meme maker.
That's right.
True.
Watch a full-length movie that cost tens of millions of dollars on an iPod with a 2-inch screen.
Yep.
Did that?
Yep. Little turn wheel.
Yep.
Yep.
Change your age to 99 years on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason for that?
Did it matter?
No, you're right.
Did it matter?
You're right. You can change your age just like 3 times on Facebook and then it asks you.
I didn't even it keeps track.
Yeah, it does. Because there was a time where I just wanted to be 32 every year. So every year before my birthday, the day before, I would change the year that I was born.
I figured you'd be feeling 22.
No.
Because I don't know about you.
Thank you.
But I'm always feeling 22.
Thank you for quoting that. Mm-hmm. It means so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know. I was just like, I'm 32 again. And then finally Facebook is like, what is going on, bitch?
Hey, yo, girl.
Are you in a coma? That's the only reason that we are not counting how old you are.
Zuckerberg sent you a message. Yo, Jordan.
Yeah.
Let's talk this out.
How are you not aging? Look at me.
You talking about himself? Because that's what he would say.
Yes. Number 20, take selfies with a big ass digital camera.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah. I know where my camera's at. It's still in the box.
Really?
Yeah. Man. Like a 4-megapixel cost you hundreds of dollars.
And then you'd have to carry your phone, too.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't have a camera on it.
Yeah. And you had to get a case for both.
That's right. Great invention.
Great investment.
Number 26, right? Shine laser pointers in people's eyes like a giant a-hole.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's still a thing.
That's definitely still a thing. I've got a laser pointer. For my cat. For my cat.
Okay, okay.
Obviously.
Okay, okay. These make sense. It's like, what?
Put it on the screen.
Like, I know we haven't met that long, but Jordan, what? What?
Oh, I've definitely done number 29. Something that you did 10 years ago that you're embarrassed to say.
Take me back.
I'm not embarrassed. I like this song.
I hope you have this queued up because
I do.
Lee Summit West High School, mm-hmm. suburbs. Everybody and their brother had a cover of this song. And the best cover that we had in Lee Summit West High School was done by Thomas Anonymous covering.
Are they still around? Please tell me that they broke into like the record business.
I mean, they're living, so that's good.
Thomas Anonymous.
Oh, no. This was in the halls of Lee Summit West High School only. You'll find this on none of your SoundClouds or any of the YouTubes.
Oh, that's a shame.
You know what? I should reach out and see if I can find it, because they covered this track, and you're going to play it, and it was something special.
When do you think the last time
Thomas Anonymous.
This song was played, if this were a physical CD, how much dust would be on this song?
Enough for you to take my breath away?
What?
It's in the song. It's a lyric in the song.
Where? Where is it? Take my breath away in the song?
If you write for me, I'd take your breath away. Some of that?
I guess we'll just have to figure it out.
That's the thing. Trust me.
It's Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. In the morning. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, in 2 more years, we're going to be done with school.
You sound like so many people that I hang out with. I'm not kidding.
What are you talking about, Jay? We got 2 more years of school. How do you have time to hang out with friends?
Well, I'll be making history. I'm not talking like that. Do you? I thought the story was that he wrote this song about a girl who then in the end did not want him.
Yeah, that's what happened, Jordan.
Okay, stop talking like that. I'm just hitting another button. We're not talking like
that
anymore.
This one's for you.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Boy.
When I am at night, when I'm picking out how many sleeping pills I'm going to take to go to sleep and then wake up the next morning, I like to look at the text line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just make me feel so good about myself.
Your sweet dreams, and all your pleasantries.
Yeah. Do I need 1, 20?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those where, you know, you know, you can never know what we have going on with our day or what anyone has going on, you know. But I know whenever I wake up, I'm looking for a pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
I go straight to that 96500.
That text line, man.
That text line.
Thank you.
It's like,
thank you so much for texting in. There's one that just came in. Sorry for the negativity.
Yeah.
But your show has ruined my morning.
No, okay. All right. Love you, too.
You know
okay.
what? You know what really would, like, war? That would ruin my morning.
Like actual
going
war.
To the coffee shop and then walking out and someone getting shot, that would ruin my morning.
It's like, hey, you know, listen, I don't know what you guys are dealing with right now. I you know, life is hard. I'm sure you guys got a whole lot going on. That being said, you suck.
Yeah, we don't care what you're going through. Let us just take this out
it's
on
so
you.
So funny. Like, I just, everything before the butt, like,
yes.
You're beautiful. I love you. You sound great. You look good. Feel good.
This isn't hard at all.
You're the worst. Yeah. F off for life.
Yes. Yeah. This morning show is garbage. Thank you. We put so much into it. I wake up so early all day. All day. I walk around and I find things to talk about.
Yeah.
I put so much of my heart and my soul mm-hmm. and what we're going through and... I put that all into this, and it's garbage. Yes!
Just trash!
Absolute disgusting
awful.
Garbage.
What are you thinking?
Disgusting. I like this one. I hope that you're next. Keeping your mouth shut like a coward.
I mean, damn.
Listen, if damn. I kept my mouth shut, I'd be fired already.
Yeah, what do you
speak for a living.
What do you want from us? You want us to talk or not? You gotta make up your mind.
Yeah, no.
Make up your mind. Come on. All we're asking is just a little bit of consistency. That's it. We're not asking too much.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to MF, just MF. If you're going to be a heel, be a heel.
Yeah. Oh, that's a wrestling thing. You told me about that. What's the opposite of that?
You know it. What is it? What is this? What are you looking at right now? You're looking
face.
At my
face.
Face.
Yes. I think I'm a face.
I don't know. According to the text line, we're both heels.
Oh, both heels.
And
yeah.
we suck at it.
Yes. And and I am not an alternative host.
No. Oh, I'm alternative host.
I know. forgive me for liking other things.
The hostess with the nostest.
It's called well-roundedness.
No,
you know what? That's right. I should just burn all of my...
You suck.
...my stuff and just listen to one kind of music.
Yes. Because
that's...
You should listen to War.
That's what it's like.
Listen to War to be on theme.
That's what it's like to be an alternative host. You have to live the lifestyle 100%. 100%.
I was going to do a thing. You have to live the life.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Alternative is not a hashtag.
This
it's a lifestyle.
Ooh, yes, garbage. Yes, garbage. This morning show is painful, and Jordan is so uptight. Jarney sent that in.
That was Jarney,
wasn't
it? That's
Jarney. She calls me uptight.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, man? Someone's got to hold this goddamn place together.
You got to be better when you use your adjectives. That's how we know who you are. The jig is up. You got to be, again, consistency.
Yes.
Consistency with your shade.
Yes.
That's all we want.
Okay.
That's all we're looking out for you.
Yeah. And then there's one that says, no homo sapien should be having sexual relations with any other species. I think that was meant for Laszlo.
He's listening, you're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Coming up at 10 o'clock, we've got the pre-sale.
What time is it now? Oh,
8:09.
Two hours. I'm usually, when I wake up, it's already been posted.
Right.
So this is, I actually get a chance to be a part of when news drops.
Yes.
It's a nice change of pace.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Totally forgot about that.
For Buzz Under the Stars, the Providence Medical Center Amphitheater.
Yeah. No L. You had that. You had Amphitheater. Amphitheater. Oh, I just popped that P. Uh-oh.
Don't pop that P. It's too early to pop the P.
On a Tuesday, Jordan.
Way too early to pop a P. So this is happening with this little band. The 1975.
Oh, pretty good stuff.
Pretty good.
I love that band.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Seis?
That's six.
De mayo. De mayo.
You hungry?
Seis de mayo.
Mayo.
Is that how you would say it in Spanish? It's not Cinco de Mayo. It's the day after.
You know what?
Seis is six. Put that where cinco is, which is five.
I am a college dropout, so.
My real last name is Spanish. We're never getting into this on the radio.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
Oh!
And I don't speak Spanish, but
hold on, I'm assuming.
No. Oh, no, we're never getting into that.
No, but really? This is how you reveal that to me? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
So Jordan Silver's not your real name?
Nope. So if I ever get in legal trouble, no one knows.
Good to know.
It's great.
Co-pilot.
Atlanta.
Whew. Okay.
I know.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Did not know that. Okay.
So tickets go on sale for the Freeloaders.
Buzz Freeloaders.
At 10 a.m.
Yes.
You'll get the password as the Buzz Free in your email from the Buzz Freeloader email. Now, if you are very, very into the 1975 and you don't want to miss anything and you don't remember if you possibly signed up to be a Buzz Freeloader, it's been a minute since you gave a crap.
Yeah.
You can go sign up again.
Just make sure. Cut out the middleman. Just check twice. This is a show that you want to make sure you're going to be at.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
When tickets are gone, they're going to be gone for the show.
Yep. And you
they're
can
gonna
go.
Be gone.
You can go Buzz 96.5. But the Buzz 96.5. The Buzz.
That's us. 96.5.
Yes.
That's the station. Go to our website, 965thebuzz.com.
Thank you.
There it is.
I'm reading too many words at the same time.
This is why I don't look up emails, Jordan. Now do you understand?
But this is the important information. We got to tell them that at 10 o'clock.
Then I definitely don't read my emails then. If it's important.
Some people can get tickets for a little less than $10.
Get them cheaper. Get them earlier. And again, this show is so big that you just have to be there.
That's right.
I mean, you don't want to. I mean, it's the 1975.
It's the damn 1975.
Oh, the new record is so great. Have you listened to that thing at all?
Of course I have.
Spent some time with it?
Of course I have.
It's incredible. That dude,
lyrics. That dude?
That dude,
Maddie Healy?
That dude, Maddie Healy. The bro, Maddie Healy.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Happy belated birthday to the god himself, Dave Grohl.
Happy B-Day, Dave.
50 years old.
That man, he looks good at 50.
I know.
I did not realize that. That was excellent. Well done, Dave.
It's funny to go back to old Nirvana photos because he has such a little baby face.
And the long hair.
With a long hair and a little baby face.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, when he, turned into a man, he just never aged.
He's like a strong, solid 50.
It really is.
That's goals
and
for 50.
And still rocking?
Still
that's
putting
amazing.
On some of the best shows. 3 hours at a time.
Broken leg, doesn't care, still there.
That's a grown-ass man.
That's how you do it.
That's a grown-ass man at 50.
That's right. That's right. So the biggest thing that's been going around, the first viral challenge of the year,
mm-hmm.
the never, oh, sorry, how hard did aging hit you challenge?
Yes, it's a mouthful for a viral trend. It's a lot of work.
It really is. How hard did aging hit you? And everybody's been uploading photos of this. Mm-hmm. You haven't done this.
I look the same, minus some hair, you know, plus some hair. That's about it.
I feel like I look the same, but I think that that's the point of it. You know,
yeah.
You've had this face your whole life. So to me, I don't think that I've aged a single day. I've been told I look younger.
Honestly, yeah, I was going to say you look a little bit younger.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know what I did.
Because you know I did a deep dive of creeping before we got a chance to meet and all that good stuff.
So I've seen, Jordan,
I'm out of pictures of yours to like.
Damn, the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Thank you.
I'm very good at this.
So I...
You look gorgeous, Jordan.
Thank you. You do too.
I'll stop
you. You were like a baby. But, so yesterday I uploaded a picture of me wearing a dress for the last time.
You did.
Which was August 24th, 2000.
19 years.
I mean, 18 and some change if you want to be
a mathematician. Excuse me.
If you want to get a passing grade for this.
Okay.
So a Buzz family member wrote underneath that photo,
mm-hmm.
6 days after this, I was born.
I haven't hit that part yet.
She's an adult. I was like, I don't even feel good like following you on Instagram now because I don't know.
Six days after this photo,
I was born. Now she's an adult, and I've been an adult the whole damn time.
But see, now you have set the tone for her. She can now know what to do because of you. You have laid the...
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
It's okay. It's really okay.
You could tell I was doing it. Yeah.
So this is a great thing to see your friends 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to see how people have...
The glow ups?
Yeah, for real.
All the glow ups.
Total glow up. I had a friend who was goth 10 years ago, and I did not know that. So I was scrolling through Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
I was scrolling through Amsterdam, and I saw a picture of this goth girl. I was like, what the hell is this? Oh, my God.
That was her.
Yeah.
No, she's still goth or is she?
No. She's like,
she is.
She's just a lady.
Okay.
But to see how much you can change in 10 years.
Gosh, that was 10 years, wasn't it?
It was 10 years.
That was 10 years.
10 years. And so I was thinking, what about the people, the celebrities that have never aged?
There's a lot more than you think.
Yeah. They look just as good now as they did 20 years ago,
like,
at least.
Scary good. Keanu Reeves has not aged in the history of aging, has not done it.
Mm-hmm.
Just hasn't done it.
I always felt like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
Yeah.
Never aged. He found the fountain of youth, and that's what he drinks from every day.
Yep.
Along with Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
Since Bush's first term.
First thing that I went for was Bush's baked beans when you said that.
He didn't eat those because you can tell because he's got beautiful skin.
Brendan from Panic at the Disco.
Yes.
That guy hasn't aged.
Yep.
At all.
Can still hit all the notes.
Yeah.
Maybe better now than before.
Possibly.
Let's see. Oh.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. You just stole it from me. Paul
I'm sorry.
Rudd. Yep. Yes. That guy, it's.
Fountain of Youth. Halle Berry.
Yep.
Mario Lopez.
He's on this list. I just hadn't seen Mario Lopez in a while, so it was nice to see he's still relevant.
You don't watch any of those, like, E-access things where they just talk about celebrity drama?
I sure do not.
That's what he does now.
Sure do not.
That's what he does.
I should. Tobey Maguire? I hadn't seen him on this list before. That's about right.
Mm-hmm.
So this caption says, Tobey is actually 492 years old and vampire years.
Yes!
I agree.
I agree with that and most of the people on this list. Gabrielle Union?
Oh.
She never ages.
Gabrielle Union?
I know.
Black of the berry, the sweet of the juice!
Okay.
That's just we don't age.
I didn't say that.
We don't age. Speaking of which, Pharrell, he don't age.
He does not age.
Pharrell don't age.
He does not
Pharrell
age.
Pharrell has gotten younger.
I think so.
Pharrell has actually gotten younger.
Because he's like 40-something, right?
He's in his 40s. That I know for a fact.
Wow. Gwen Stefani. I met her this past summer. She looks exactly the same.
You met Gwen Stefani?
Yeah.
How dope was that?
It was great. It was at the Vegas residency. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's a story. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jordan.
The best part is I went with Ravy from The Woody Show, who's our number one competitor.
It's a small world after all.
It's a small world.
He's listening. You're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
That's your song.
That's my song.
How many times have you done that?
A lot of times. More times than not, to be honest with you. I've been in a lot of very uncomfortable situations, so you, comes out a lot.
This is one of the first things that I learned about you. I wondered.
Oh, it sure was, wasn't it? Yeah, it was.
I wondered if it was something that you were just saying to say, but you walked out of the room, came back in.
I had to. I had to excuse myself.
And you're like, girl, this is my song.
Yep. Yep.
Because in awkward situations,
I sing like a stone.
That's your out.
My out is Audio Slave.
You've done this before.
I did it in front of you, and it was not a bit. That was like I had to talk. I had to take a walk.
People were talking about secrets and blah 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 blah, and it got awkward. And you're just like,
I was like, secrets don't make friends. I'm getting uncomfortable. Room by room.
That was going on in your head. This was coming out of your mouth.
Yep.
But you were singing it.
Yep. Room by room. I long to not be.
Whoa! I never knew that's what he said there.
That's what I say. That's what I say.
Wait, waiting patiently.
Yeah, no, I'm patiently waiting to leave.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
You're like, hi, I think my car is on fire. Mm-hmm. I have to go.
Like a stone.
Like a stone.
When in doubt, like a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got dumped. I know why. I got dumped. It was a few days after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. And we were listening to The Buzz because I was working here because listen longer. And that song was in the background when I got dumped. Just have not. And it was the most uncomfortable situation. We were going to a wrestling show. Like, I was excited. It was a good day. And then we went and got drinks before. This broad, let me tell you.
Okay.
But then, then she pulled us over at the Nelson. Oh, my God. This is all coming back.
Well, I don't want to go any further with you with this.
Are you
scared.
Is this your like a stone moment?
Yes.
Like a
stone, I'll wait.
It's Jordan Silver and Friends in the Morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
This is Crazy Cat Lady Radio. I'm sorry that you got dragged into this.
Hey, I'm here for it. I signed up for this.
Mm-hmm.
I volunteered for this.
So I think that they are really speaking English.
Are they, Jordan?
I do.
Are they, Jordan?
I do.
Okay. Now, how long have you had Blanche?
10 years.
10 years. Okay.
Yes, our 10-year anniversary.
How has Blanche aged?
Very well.
Very, very, very handsomely. Well.
People don't think that he's a day over three.
Good.
And he runs around like that as well. Thank
agree.
God. Thank
beautiful,
God.
A beautiful cat.
But sometimes we have conversations. I live alone.
Oh, you mean with the cat? I thought you were talking to me.
No, with the cat. No conversations. I was quoting Titanic to him.
Jesus Christ.
We're here to remind you that you have a third-class ticket and that your presence here is no longer appropriate. Ran around and told my cat that for about 25 minutes.
Well, what'd he say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Because he's Siamese. So we have a communication problem.
Barrier, yes.
Yes.
Got it.
He won't learn English and I won't learn Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can't speak to each other.
You're ridiculous.
But there's a viral video going around this morning where, I'm sorry, this cat says hi.
I haven't listened to this, so listen. I'm gonna hear you out.
All right.
Hi. 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 Hi.
Right?
You mean the grown man saying hi?
No, the other one, the cat.
Oh.
Listen.
Hi.
That.
Hi. Hi.
You got to be kidding.
No.
That's a slurp. That's not a word. That's a slurp.
That actually sounds like he's gasping for air. I apologize for that. That's pretty weird sounding. All right, fine. While you were singing like a stone, I was pulling audio of other cats. Speaking.
Okay, yeah. Let me hear some actual words.
Okay, ready?
Panda, say I love you.
Come on, man.
Okay.
I cannot cut out the first part of that because I just love the woman that says, Panda.
Panda, say I love you.
Okay. There may be a there. I'll give you that.
Hartzell.
No, don't do that.
Laszlo.
Come on, Jordan. Don't do that.
Jeremy.
Okay, it's saying it. Okay, it's saying I love you. Okay, I get it. It's doing it.
Did it sound
a thing.
Like I love you?
No, are you thinking it to existence or is it actually saying I love you?
Come on,
play
man.
It again. Play it again. Play it again.
That's I love you.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Nope, I can't say that. Never mind.
You can't, because that would shame her.
Yes.
If you did that.
If I were to say that 21 Pilots was the best show I saw last year, that would be...
Because that would be on tape. Like, people could pull that audio back.
That's the second best show that I saw last year.
There she is.
Ridiculous. So good. So, one of the first things that I did when I moved here
okay.
was I went to Third Thursday.
Yes. Yes.
That was the first time that I felt how unique.
It's pretty great, huh?
Kansas City is.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things that we do in Kansas City. We just love the museum. The Nelson Atkins, they've been nothing but friends to us. Mm-hmm. We have something so special. That museum is it's a free museum, y'all.
I know!
Like, are you kidding me?
I was just about to say that. I didn't know if that was just for Thursday.
No, that is, if the building's open, that's a free museum. And
they're like, here, come look at this ridiculously expensive Napoleon painting.
And I found, not only that, I was...
free.
I was there yesterday. We're going to be actual soon here. Mm-hmm. 40,000 works in that building. Over 40,000, and at only one given time, you're only seeing about 8 to 10% of the entire collection. And I mean,
it's insane.
It is insane. But yeah, we love the museum. We love the Nelson Atkins. And
I would ask how they make money, but it's obviously on the Buzz family coming and drinking during Third Thursday.
A lot of that, I would say a good portion.
Yeah. Because otherwise, how the hell?
Me alone, I think, takes care of at least like 40%.
The Nelson Atkins is like that really rich friend of yours that's cool and lets you come see stuff.
Right? But like, has a cool parent.
Yeah.
And like,
wait, no, they're, I'm sorry. We're at two different stages in life. I'm talking about...
You aren't familiar with those?
No, I'm not thinking it's cool parents. I'm thinking somebody, I don't know, like a tech person.
Well, that's
person.
What I'm saying. Like, they got the cool house because they got the cool parents who have the cool house. They drive the cool cars with the cool stuff in it. And like, you want to be invited to that birthday party.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And they're the cool person that never like flaunts how much money they have in
No. They're going to take you out to go see a movie, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or bring the movie to you.
That's
and you can watch it in their theater.
Oh. Ooh, in the comforts of the Nelson Atkins seating.
So what happened yesterday?
So I think we're going to try to do this like fairly consistently.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go on a field trip.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's, I want to go back
Ooh,
to the
Ms.
field trip.
Ooh, with Miss Frizzle, the magic school bus?
Yes.
You want to go right up in my nose?
Seat belts, everyone. Yes, the whole thing. That's what I want. So I think that whenever I reminisce on childhood heart soul, what do you do when you're a kid? You go to the museum.
Hell yeah, you do.
So what do we do yesterday, Jordan?
Went to the damn museum.
I went to the museum. My name is Hartle, broadcasting live from the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. The queens are here. Sans one queen. Sans one. But we got Angela. We have Krishan. Hello,
ladies.
Hello.
Hartle, we're so glad you came to see us.
This is a change of pace, right? Look at this. This is good.
You came for a field trip.
Look at me. Well, that's the thing. It's like, I want to be a kid again. And like, what do you do when you're a kid in Kansas City?
Field trips, that's what we do.
You make the field trip to the Nelson Atkins. Like, that's just what we do.
And that's right. The best museum ever.
Girls. Say it again. Say it one more time.
It is the absolute best museum ever.
Yes, yes. So we're here. We got Third Thursday here in just a couple days. What's our theme this month?
We are doing superheroes and shuttlecocks.
Superheroes and shuttlecocks. Why?
Krishan, tell me why.
Why are we doing that?
Why don't you tell me why?
Comic-Con.
Planet Comic-Con. That's coming up real soon, right?
That's right. The end of March.
Okay.
And I know how much Kat loves Planet Comic-Con. They are fantastic to work with. They are so wonderful. And what
they
is
were
great,
awesome last year, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They were great.
Absolutely. And what is so great about them this time, guess what? It's their anniversary.
What year? Wait, what year?
Uh-huh.
Is it 20?
20.
Can you believe it's been going on for that long? 20.
And so we get to have a pair of tickets.
Oh, we can win tickets.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Somebody who comes to Third Thursday this week is going to get passes.
Like, this is just Third Thursday. That's this is right. What we do. Okay. It's Third Thursday. Again, we're talking to the queens of the Nelson Atkins. Angela's here. Krishan is here, and I'm also here. We are at the Nelson Atkins, all right, field
we're
trip day.
With lots of heroes.
No, yeah, hold on. Can we take a quick pause here on our tour? We're here in a room, a gallery, if you will. I see arts. I see artwork.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about this here purple piece?
The Richard Tuttle wave.
Oh.
Are you kidding? No, we posted this on Instagram a couple months ago because there was a woman here with pink hair that perfectly matched it.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I see a lot of themes of waves.
Oh.
Is this kind of our overarching theme?
Well, it's
here?
Our contemporary gallery, and so I think when you see abstract forms, a lot of times artists would pick up.
I have been referred to as an abstract form, so yeah this is,
okay.
Yeah, no,
I see that.
Is that my new Twitter bio, the abstract form of Hartzell? I think we just did a thing. Again, we're talking to Angela and Krishan. We're at the Nelson Atkins getting ready for Third Thursday here in just a couple days. This Third Thursday, 6 to 9, totally free. Details are at nelson-atkins.org. Krishan, you got some things?
You're my
curators today.
Because I love things.
You like things and stuff?
I love all kinds of things and stuff.
Well, Krishan, what kind of things do you like, my friend?
Okay, well, for Third Thursday, I love the fact that we have seven count that 7 live artists that will be here.
This on Thursday?
For this third Thursday.
Now, where can we see that? Because I know we got a lot, I mean, as we get our tour here at the Nelson Atkins, where will that be? Will that be in the Black Lobby?
That's right. That'll be in the Black Lobby. And then he'll be joined by other artists, including we're going to have some incredible illustrators from Spectrum Fantastic Art Live.
Okay.
I was looking at their site. Oh, my gosh. Incredible, like, sci-fi, fantastical worlds.
They're just showing out.
That's right.
That is so you. That's right. So Krishan.
You know,
that's,
I love it.
You, that's on brand. That's 10 out of 10 on brand for Krishan, y'all.
I love that.
Give her that
you
fantasy, y'all.
So, yeah. But we're thrilled to be able to have that many artists here.
It's going to be, I mean, this third Thursday at the Nelson Atkins. Details, where do they go, ladies? What's that website?
Nelson-Atkins.org.
You know, I'm not going to lie. It's one thing to plug the website when you're, like, at a studio, but to plug the site while you're here after hours, I tell you what, this is a come up, friends. This is a come up. So what else we got? I know we got some more stuff.
Can I tell you about the band?
Uh-huh. Oh. You know we have to have some music.
Yeah. Tell me about that band,
Angela. And we love doing local bands that maybe not a lot of people have heard about, but they should. Mm-hmm. So I saw this band. I was at a New Year's Eve party.
Did you book this one?
I kind of did.
Did you just add Booker to your business card?
She's doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing her thing.
No big deal, y'all. No big deal. Just breaking bands left and right.
Killer City.
Killer City's our band this week?
Killer City, yeah. So kind of
awesome
goth. Punk, also really good. They do a few covers that were amazing. Their first set they're going to do is acoustic.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes, and then they're going to do a second set after DJ Joe that's the full band that'll have more more instruments. And
DJ
more.
Joe, Ice Cold.
I'm
man, by
here.
The way, Joe is not messing around, y'all.
I don't
like, get him
losing calories with the workout.
I'm losing calories just watching him do
indeed,
that stuff.
Indeed.
I mean, my man is just bringing
on,
it out.
On,
like, he's got the full
it
setup. We've on got a stage.
Indeed.
Like, it's a big party feel when we come to
yes,
Third
all,
Thursday.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
all we
he's
need.
Go all out.
Well, all we need now is
and
just.
He loves Comic-Con, so you know he's going to break
it. Oh, he had, he had a light-up suit a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I would never speak for DJ Joe, but I have had to guess he's probably going to do something like that.
He will.
I just,
you know,
I mean,
speaking
I,
of, are you dressing up?
I mean, I feel like at this point, I got to bring a cape at the least.
At
I mean,
least.
Come on. That's
at
just,
least.
I got
yeah
that in the car.
Right.
When does a cape not play?
That's right.
So what else we got going on? We got this third Thursday at the Nelson
uh-huh
Atkins. Again, details, nelson-atkins.org. We got a stacked card. We got a stacked card
this
for Thursday.
Month.
By the way, ladies, Happy New Year.
You
oh,
too.
That's Happy
right
New Year.
That's
this
right
is our first
that
in 2019.
Right.
Well, and congratulations
right
on your new gig.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, y'all. We're pre-recording this. So that's okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to gas myself up later when we get back to the studio. Don't you worry about that. Stop it some more, y'all.
Well played with Angela.
Thank you. We rehearsed that part earlier. Third Thursday is this third Thursday at the Nelson Atkins. Y'all ready? Ladies, you ready?
Right.
6 to 9. Nice. That's going to be
it
my superhero.
Free.
It's always free.
Always free.
Always free.
Mm-hmm.
Always a good time. Details are nelson-atkins.org. Ladies, will I see you Thursday?
We better.
In full regalia.
Yes. I have my Superman t-shirt.
She said she'll think about it. She'll think about it because I'm going to steal that cape. We'll see you guys on Thursday.
All right.
This is the morning show. Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
Just getting ready.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
I had to clean my glasses. I hate.
I was watching. I was gonna see who. I was counting down the time. Like, she's not gonna make it. Oh, she made it.
I hate.
What was that? Oh my God, Jeremy! Like that face. What did we just experience? Oh boy.
I hate the Patriots.
Okay. Okay. Now I make. Now we're back. Okay.
And when my glasses get fingery, basically.
Where we go.
Or eyelashy.
Oh.
Because that's what puts all the little dots on them.
I just want to go back to the fingery part.
No.
Okay. Just curious. Sorry.
Oh, I just, oh.
Jeremy just shaking
ooh
her head right now.
I just got swiped right on.
Right now? Real time?
Yeah. Should we look?
You doing, let me see, Bumble, Tinder, which one are you using?
Let's just say one of those.
You're
who swipes?
You're a Bumble.
At 9:28 a.m.
Someone who's got,
who all right,
knows
here we
what's,
go.
Who knows what's up?
Here we go.
You're a Bumble girl. You're for sure Bumble,
stop
right?
Stop it. Oh.
Come on. You got the notification, so you know it's a thing.
I did.
Come on. Oh no. What's that for? Oh, here we go. Let me see this. Let me see what you got.
Well.
Okay.
At least they don't have dermals.
Here's the thing. You liked her. She likes you back.
No. That's not how that works.
Oh, that's, see, I,
this
okay
was somebody swiped
see
on me.
I'm on the dude perspective of Bumble. See, where it's you, the girl texts you first.
Right. No.
See, it's all different to me. Okay.
No, yeah.
Well, you got a nice baseline.
Thanks. And you know, like, the best part of all of this is that I still have my cat.
Stop. Just stop. What? Is that you in the... I hope that's you in the background.
That's not me in the background.
That's not you?
I was Googling cats talking, and then this was something that I found.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that would happen. Oh, no. Really? Oh, then what did you do?
By the way, I don't know how this is humanly possible, but that is a recording of me and Blanche yesterday. Karma is not just an exotic dancer. Karma is real.
That's what you get. That's what you get.
Dude.
That's what you
get. What is this for? What did I do to deserve the arm of my glasses falling off?
Because you were swiping left on air.
Oh,
you can't
right.
be doing
do that.
That nice girl, she put herself out there to swipe right for your ass. And what did you do? You went live and swiped left?
We brought engineering in because the little screw fell out of my glasses. Do you really have a screwdriver for this?
Oh, come on.
We really had to bring in glasses? Engineering is in here. I swiped left, which is not the good one.
No, it's not.
On somebody that swiped right on me. And this is the instant karma that I...
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Jeremy's over here doing the Lord's work.
You are doing the Lord's work.
Jordan's over here being the worst.
I know. I'm sorry.
Called in an engineer.
He's going to be able to do this.
We got the best in the business. We do.
This is impressive.
He needs
his glasses to be able to see.
This man has things to do today.
I know, like fixing the radio station.
It is early on a Tuesday.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
My hero. Two of you.
Oh, talk to me?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
You've done a good job today.
Thank you.
But my glasses fell off because I swiped left on someone on Bumble during the work day.
That's what you get.
Who's swiping at 9:28 a.m.?
Who's swiping left at 9:20 a.m.? Come on.
So my glasses fell off. And by fell off, I mean that the little screw just like went somewhere.
You just this Hulk strength out of nowhere.
It wasn't. I was just cleaning them, for crying out loud.
And then just boom.
Boom.
Just ripping it off.
Yep. And then somebody made a joke about going to engineering to fix it because those are the people that fix everything.
It's true.
Those are the educated people.
They got degrees and stuff.
That's right. Something goes wrong, they're the ones.
Mm-hmm. Including apparently glasses.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Everything. Jack of all trades.
Thank you.
I've been telling you this.
I love
since
them.
Since you got here.
Because I can't talk to them.
Why can't you talk to them?
I got yelled at.
Hartzell got angsty.
I got a little angsty again.
Oh, right.
It wasn't my fault this time.
Did you tweet about them?
I didn't have. JK. Never mind. Should have.
No.
Apparently not. You know what? It was a good thing I didn't because, Jordan, congrats. You got your glasses fixed.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I did this.
I love Kirk. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Morning.
Buzz, good morning.
Hi, everybody.
How were the roads?
Fine this morning.
Okay. I heard they're going to be real bad
tomorrow.
I didn't know we were getting a calm before the storm, because apparently that's today, because I guess it's going to storm tomorrow. What?
I thought of you because I heard someone talking about wind chill temperatures. Remember that night at Brew at the Zoo, and it was like 50 degrees, and you're like, oh my God, it's so cold. And I went, oh, it's going to get colder.
Yep.
Yeah, those wind chills are going to be negative, like negative 11, negative.
Oh, come on. Don't make me wear socks.
Oh, you're going to wear socks. I'm going to go buy you some fuzzy socks.
I don't want
You don't wear socks. You don't wear socks.
I don't wear socks. I'm not wearing them right now.
You're going to have to.
We're talking like
it's
zero
cold
this weekend for the game.
Yeah, that's why I'm watching it from the comfort of some girl's house, probably.
Oh, look at her go.
I'm joking. I'll be watching it in the arms
left,
of my
not.
Cat.
That's true.
Quit swiping left and maybe you could.
Yeah, because you need to find a place to watch the game.
Damn.
If nothing else, you need to find a place to watch the game.
Damn.
All right. Until we get to the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's fine if it's me and my cat and we're just laying in each other's arms and he's going, that's it.
I can't.
What?
I can't with this cat.
What? That's a real clip of me and Blanche right before we go to bed.
No, I know. No, I know.
Wow.
What?
See, I've met Jeremy's
cat. I'm lonely.
Cat. I've never met
Blanche. I thought I was a crazy cat lady, but
no. Now you have a dog.
Well, still, I still love my cat, but man, I was never on this level of cat love.
Teaching your cat how to say I love you in English? Come on. That's Crazy Cat Lady 101.
Mm. Yeah, that's intro level. Come on, Jeremy. Come
on. Well, then I am clearly not to that point.
Handsome didn't get that kind of affection?
No. No.
So, coming up at 10 o'clock.
More cats at 10.
You guys, I'm in charge of stuff now.
We need to take that button away.
This is wild because I can just keep going like...
See, at this point,
take that button away.
I can't. This is my boss. She will lead me into the litter. I don't know where we go. I don't know.
It would be nice litter. Okay. It would be the stuff that Blanche uses.
Oh.
The stuff where like it doesn't smell. It never smells. Took me a very long time to find that litter. It did. It was nasty.
I gotta meet
you.
Blanche.
Ten o'clock.
Okay.
10 o'clock.
Let's get off the kitty train.
Our ADD medicine definitely stops working towards the end of the 9 a.m. hour.
It's a quick release, so we're on fumes now.
If you take it again, you're up until like 10 p.m. So, coming... So, we found the code word.
Yeah, we got one. I told you I got a guy.
No. 10 o'clock.
Oh, come on. Why can't we just tell him the code word?
10 o'clock. You got to wait till 10.
She gonna make us wait.
10 o'clock. I have faith in you. 15 minutes. You can do it.
You just pot her down. My girl. You know why? Because this is your show, Jordan. She can do what she wants at 10.
She fixed my glasses, though.
Oh, see.
Come on. It's 15 minutes early.
That's a good
point. We need the Buzz family that listen.
You can't buy tickets even if you have the password until 10 o'clock.
Right. So we just give them the password so they're ready.
Here's the thing. Jeremy, pull up the text line. Just go ahead and pull up the text line.
Oh, I've been watching the text line.
Can we give this code word out, please?
No. Not yet.
Come on. We know when.
Nope.
Give us a win.
Nope. 10 o'clock.
What if we soapbox?
Pot her off. Pot her down.
Okay.
I think we do it. I just think we do it.
Oh, I'm scared.
I mean, I just think we do it.
Okay, listen. The only reason that I'm scared right now is because tomorrow's weather, or Wednesday into Thursday, is going to be really, really bad. And she has a nice big car, and she lives real close to me.
Oh, see? That's a good point.
I can't make her mad.
Yeah, you make good points. That's true.
She also gives really good gifts.
Yeah, I guess we'll listen.
And... she hasn't let me brush her hair yet, so I'm still working on that.
Long con. Okay, yeah, I understand. You know what? Text line, listen. Hey, we wanted to, but hey, we got a plan.
What if we soapbox?
Take me there.
That's when you, isn't that what it's called? When you stand up on something and then you just keep talking?
You're on a soapbox.
Yeah, until whatever time.
Are we going to filibuster this?
That's it. That's the word I was looking for. Sorry, my 1830s dictionary didn't get to filibuster.
Yeah, let's, we're going to. How much time we got?
Because it's Buzz Under the Stars.
That's worth a good filibuster.
Oh, what? Someone else just said we could give out the password.
Who?
Because it's on the freeletter page right now.
Oh, yeah? Hey, don't ask questions. She said we could do it. Let's just do it.
It just says it's up on the freeletter page now.
Is it Kirk who fixed my glasses that gave you permission?
No, it's the guys downstairs.
Oh.
Santa? Satan?
Just either or.
What?
Take again, 1830s. What are you talking about?
Santa and Satan are from the 1830s.
Yes, they are.
Not the same person, by the way.
Or are they?
No. I met the real Santa.
Wow. It's true.
It is 8:47. What is happening?
Hold on.
Hey, we were given permission.
Oh, we heard it was in the world. She said it.
It is accessible right now. People can get the password right now if they go to the free letter page at 965thebuzz.com.
Oh, well, let's just cut out the middleman then, Jordan.
That's right. Buzz Under the Stars. Uh-huh. Can't buy tickets until 10.
Mm-hmm.
But... you at least have the freeloader passcode, so you can be able to buy them at 10.
965thebuzz.com.
That's right.
Let's do it.
You were the one that texted and got it.
No, Jordan, this is your show. Let's break up. Listen, you gave them cat content. Now break them off with something else they want.
You know, and the best part is right now I want to lie and say that it's something like I love Jeremy, but it's not.
It's not.
People can't
spell my name. It's fine.
Why can't we have fun with the code word? Because it's usually B-U-Z-Z, isn't it? But this one is not B-U-Z-Z.
Mm. I don't even know what this password is, honestly.
You haven't got it yet?
Nope, I haven't got it yet.
Oh, man, we did some work today.
Okay, here, Jeremy. If Hartzell were to whack me in the head.
I'm down. Continue.
I like where this is going.
Yep. Shut up. With a frying pan.
Oh, even better.
This is great.
It was just like, whoop-bing!
So the cat noises stop.
Yeah, the cat noises stop. If Hartzell were to whack me in the head with a frying pan, and I didn't pass out, but I was a little woozy. Mm-hmm. What would you say that I was seeing? Please don't make him do it in real life. Just imagine it in your head.
Because I'm getting my material. I'm getting my material.
Come
here.
Come on. Don't you remember old cartoons?
Yeah, they're like little bursts of light.
Mm-hmm. Which are called?
Little bursts of light.
Okay, that's not the password, damn it.
What do you...
Sparkles.
That's not the password either.
Twinkles.
Now we're confusing them. It's stars.
What? What?
STARS is the passcode for the Buzz Freeloader. If you want your shot at tickets at 10 a.m. in like 10 minutes for our show, Buzz Under the Stars with the 1975.
I mean, it's not difficult. We're not rocket scientists over here. You can put it together. This is probably the most work we do is putting together these code words.
Say Stamayo. Is that how you say it?
Stamayo?
What? Cinco de Mayo is the 5th of May.
Seis de Mayo.
Seis.
Can somebody who speaks Spanish just like...
Didn't know what was happening.
I was so lost. I went back to that. Is this cat language?
Hey, look at that. You know what the best part is? What? I can turn them both down and I can still continue to speak. Buzz Freeloader password.
And they're talking about stars.
For today.
Where are the stars?
10 o'clock if you want tickets to see the 1975 Buzz Under the Stars on May 6th.
It's, cats and stuff.
Say it one more time.
Stars!
Tomorrow morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hartzell, tomorrow morning on the show?
Tomorrow!
I'm going to bring in my cat.
Wait, you bringing Blanche in tomorrow?
Well, listen, if we have to sleep here tomorrow because of an icy rainstorm, you think I'm not doing it with my partner?
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
That's right.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.